Well, guys, so what I wanted to talk about today was just something that has just been in my mind. I literally just finished talking about it like 5 minutes ago. And the way that I'm trying to do this thing is that just any thoughts and feelings that might be on my mind, I just want to, let out on these streams, really. It's pretty much just the way that I'm doing it. I know that I said in that last episode, I'm sure you remember, that my life is really going great right now. So I don't want you to think that right now I'm currently depressed. I guess that's the point that I'm trying to make here. What I've been thinking about in the last 5 minutes, it is something that is the kind of thing that will automatically make you just kind of, I don't know, I guess depressed. And so I guess I probably shouldn't have been thinking about it, but when you think about it, it's like it just gets set on your mind. So what it is something that I guess I could use help with, really. I don't really know how to say this, but the best way that I have been able to describe not exactly my life, but me, my personality is basically just a misunderstood person. I don't really know how else to say it than that. I say this because of the way that I, may act at certain times. I don't know. I guess it's I could be slow at certain times. I could be like kind of slow, and it's been something that has just it hasn't really been like great throughout my life. As great as things might be now, it has definitely been something that has been just really hard to deal with. I've been anxious in the past in various different ways, and there's certain different things that people will say you should try and do to overcome any kind of anxiety. Trust me, I've done it, and it's never really had any kind of effect. In terms of just gosh, just certain various different things, it's been really hard. It really has been. And there is literally only one answer that I've ever really come across. My sister told me about it about like a few months ago now. Maybe like last year. I think it was about last year she told me about it. And ever since, I've never really been able to get it off my mind. She told me about it, and when I think back to it now, I kind of feel to myself that she really and truly should choose her words wisely, what she says to another person, because I've never been able to get off it. And now when I think about it, it's just like, it's the only logical answer. And what it is that I am epileptic. And so because of that, I've had to take medication in the morning and evening, and it's gotten bigger and bigger. And I, according to my sister, it's because of that that maybe last year she told me that it may be because of that that it's just slowed me down throughout my entire life. The medication has just slowed me down and down, and ever since she told me that, I've never ever stopped thinking about it. I haven't really told much. I haven't really told anyone, really. This is my first thing here that I'm telling to anyone, but I've never stopped thinking about it. Like, it makes perfect sense. That's why I keep thinking about it. I've never really had an answer because for the certain ways that I act throughout my life. I find it hard to socialize. I find it hard to do various different things. Actually, like having a sense of humor, just anything. I've always found it kind of difficult to do. And this, what my sister's told me here, is the only logical answer that the medication that I've been taking has been slowing me down. And now, to put the cherry on top of that, to make matters even worse, I've been told by her that it may that is that that that's how I may be stuck for the rest of my life. I may be stuck with this now for the rest of my life. So I don't really know what to say about that. My life has been going so great lately, but whenever I even so much as think about this, I'm just like, what can I say to it? I feel that it has slowed me down, really. I do. I don't know how to even talk about this. It really is, kind of a depressing thing to talk about, but like I said, I'm trying to let any thoughts and feelings that I have out on this. That's the whole purpose. It's the whole reason why I started this in the first place. You know how they say that, you know, you should, you know how they say that whenever you're talking to other people, you need to relax, you need to find people that you have things in common with. Obviously, if my medication is slowing me down, it doesn't really make much sense that I would, you know, suddenly be this loud, crazy person that, you know, is going to be partying every night until my heart's content. You know, obviously, doesn't really make much sense. So I've tried to go around and find people that, you know, maybe like in similar situations as I am. And I found those different people, and it's still just like, even though their life might be slower as well, they still like don't have trouble in places where I do. And that is what just irritates me about that. Because when I do that now, when I hang around with those kind of people, it's kind of like I still can't really connect with them because, you know, because it's just almost like we're two different people. I don't know how else to say it. You know, it's something that I could definitely use help with. I don't really know what to say about it. Okay, the usual things that I would usually hear from people in this kind of scenario would be that, for one, like I said, you know, you need to relax. You need to find people that you can socialize with. Like I just said, that can't really work in this kind of scenario because it may possibly be because of the medication. If I'm being honest, I don't really want to believe that it's actually because of the medication. A part of me feels that it may just be that I'm misunderstood. And it's because of that there why, even though I might not be gay, I still try to have respect for the LGBT community, because the way that that started out, as far as I know, was that they just felt like misunderstood people. And trust me, throughout the last decade or so, I've definitely known how that feels. It is really hard to deal with. It does feel as if you're always alone in the world. You know, there isn't really any way to go about it, and it just feels like, you know, no one really understands, no one really gets it. So you know, even though I might not be gay or anything, I've always tried to have respect for them because I just understand how that feels. What I need right now, there's some things that I can't really say on here. I can't. And I just really hope that anyone that is listening to this just hears what I'm talking about here and understands where I'm coming from, understands what I'm dealing with, and just gets it. Because right now, you know, my life, like I said, it's great. There's so many different things going on, and it seems as if it's going tremendously well. And what I'm hoping for right now is, given the fact that certain things that I have been trying to deal with are finally being dealt with, are finally going well, I really and truly am just hoping and praying that the next thing that will suddenly turn around, that will just go really well, will be this. Will just be me, you know, being able to let go of any anxiety that I have, me being able to just calm down, relax. I really, really and truly am hoping that somehow this will be the next thing to just turn around, because I still feel like this misunderstood person. And if it is not that I'm a misunderstood person, then the only other logical explanation, like I just said, that it can be, would be that my medication has been slowing me down. And it just makes it that much worse to hear that I may be stuck like this forever because I've been taking this medication for so long now. It just makes it that much worse. So just you know, just please, if anyone is listening to this, if there's anything that you maybe have to say, any kind of support that you'd like to give, I would really appreciate it. Thank you for listening, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.